Constructing a Nervous System, a memoir by Margot Jefferson, read for you by Karen Murray. I stood in a bright, harsh light. The stage was bare. I extended my arm, no, flung, hurled it out, pointed an accusatory finger, then turned to an unseen audience and declared, "This is the woman with only one childhood." It was part of the night's dream work, and I was rattled when I woke up, for I'd been addressing myself. My tone was harsh, and my outstretched arm with its accusing finger had the force of that moment in melodrama when the villain, hitherto successful in his schemes to ruin the heroine's life, is revealed, condemned and readied for punishment. I understood what I had to do. At the end of his stage show, Bill Bojangles Robinson would look up at the lighting booth and shout, "Give me a light, my color." Pause, then blackout. When the light returned, I knew it was time to construct another nervous system. For most of my adult life, I'd felt that to become a person of complex and stirring character, a person, as I put it, of inner consequence, I must break myself into pieces, hammer, saw, chisel away at the unworthy parts, then rebuild. It was laborious, like stonemasonry. And on this stonemasonry model, the human self says, "Go on," admires itself for saying, "Go on," and proceeds to go on. As I went on, I grew dissatisfied. This edifice was too fixed. I wanted it to become an apparatus of mobile parts. Parts that fuse, burst, fracture, cluster, hurtle, and drift. I wanted to hear its continuous thrum. Thrum go the materials of my life. Chosen, imposed, inherited, made up. I imagined it as a nervous system. But not the standard biological one. It was an assemblage. My nervous system is my structure of recombinant thoughts, memories, feelings, sensations, and words. Repeat after me. It's time to construct another nervous system.